Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has many of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, and sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. It's Sunday, November 29th, 2009, and this is the live show for November 2009 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. And Len, it being that Thanksgiving was just this past couple days ago, how many leftover sandwiches of turkey are you going to be having this week at work?
I gave away the turkey that night, Thursday night. We did two infrared turkeys, and I gave away all the leftovers that night. Smart move.
How'd it come out, the infrared turkey?
Oh my God, infrared, it's way better than deep frying. They're juicy, they're tender. I did an Alton Brown marinade the night before, or a brine. Worked out pretty well. Yeah, I was pretty happy with it.
Good, good, good. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Mike, how's everything in WDW Today headquarters?
Besides a pipe breaking today, we're doing okay.
A pipe helium? Broke?
Yeah, why not?
A helium pipe?
No, a hot water pipe.
A pipe broke today.
But other than that, we're doing okay.
Helium is so much funnier.
Why would I have a helium pipe?
Also joins on today's show.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a pipe dream.
What goes on up there in New York? You know how you people are up there.
Lynn has one. He just assumes everybody has one. No, there's the problem.
That's what it is. You're right.
I just assume everyone's got what I've got.
Also on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
The future is alive.
The future is alive.
Wow.
With the Sound of Music?
It is alive. It is.
Sound of Music.
Thank you. Thank you, someone. Thank you.
Jeez. Subtraction is
alive. The future is alive.
Dream Flight.
No, I'm going to go with...
No, you're in the right spot. You're in the right spot. Right
Mission area. Mars. Mission Mars.
No. Yo.
No. No.
I got nothing. What
do people move?
Ready for this? Stitches Supersonic Celebration.
Really?
Oh, wow.
One of the six people that saw.
Well, really?
it's extinct.
All three people that saw it.
Also joins on today's show is the fabulous
Stink Park.
Okay. Annette Owens, a manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, I've got all my Christmas shopping 90% done. Feeling pretty good.
Wow, that's impressive. And also joins
on... Gotta do something when I'm going to be gone for the next 10 days.
That's true. Also joins on today's show is Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's great to be here tonight. And I'm training for the Walt Disney World Half Marathon.
Yeah, how's it been going? I've been seeing your updates on Twitter and on Facebook. How's your running coming?
It's going.
It's going.
I did 12 miles today, so that's
really?
My longest. And I'm really excited.
Very good. Well, hopefully you'll beat Scope, but that's the mark of anybody. As long as you beat him, you're good.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters, right. Well, we're obviously having a live show today, and we actually, it's a very special live show for today, because not only are we taking your calls and your questions, but we're also we are auctioning off some very interesting tickets that people might be interested in. For the first hour of the show, from now until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time,
we're going to be auctioning off something that you can't get otherwise. In fact, both ticket items you can't get otherwise. But the first one is going to be, we're going to be auctioning off two tickets to an Illuminations dessert party with not any of us. I mean, we're not that interesting. But the person that you're going to get it with is two tickets to an Illuminations dessert party with none other than the amazing, the spectacular, the in shape, evidently, Deb Wills of All Ears. So, Deb, tell us a little bit about
evidently.
Tell us about the she's running well, a marathon. She's better, more in shape than I am. Tell us about the dessert party.
Sure. Well, the Illuminations dessert party, thanks to the great folks at Mouse Fan Travel, who have helped orchestrate it with Disney Special Events, is not just a dessert party and not just watching Illuminations, but we have not one, but two special after the Illuminations event surprises for folks, and they're very different than years past. So if you've gone in the years past, you know we got backdoor to Soarin' and we had a lot of fun doing that. Well, we've got a couple very special activities for after Illuminations this year. I'm very excited about it, and this is going to be a one-of-a-kind opportunity for folks, and you can't purchase these tickets anywhere. Allers has been doing a little giveaway, and I have a lot of my advertisers come, and special folks, and hopefully two of you or one of you will bid for a pair of tickets tonight.
Absolutely. If you'd like to bid for these tickets, you can just send an email to Mike Scopa at wdwtoday.com. So MikeScopa at wdwtoday.com, and Mike will just send your name, where you're from, and your bid amount. And at 9 o'clock, we'll give you a tally going in terms of, you know, what the current bid total is, and Mike will let us know what it is. And at 9 o'clock, whoever has the highest bid will win the tickets. It's really a lot of fun. I know that I've been to Deb's Illuminations dessert parties before. Mr. Newell, you've been there before.
Yep, they are fantastic.
And this is, of course, the date of this is on Sunday, December. What's the date on it?
13. I need to look at the right month. December 13th.
All right, so Sunday, December 13th. And that'll be what time?
At 8:30. That's okay. The estimate time, you know, because Illumination starts at 9:30, and we're still working out all the fine point details. But figure on being in Epcot's World Showcase around 8:30. Okay. And the face value, if you were able to buy your way in, is worth over $100 for the pair of tickets.
Wow.
What are you giggling at? Annette's giggling.
She's always giggling.
You want to say anything about the event, Annette?
Oh, no. I'm not saying a word.
But
it'll be a lot of fun. I promise you it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can send an email if you'd like to bid to MikeScopa@wdwtoday.com. But of course, while we're
Annette
also
go
ahead, Deb. Sorry.
No, I was going to say Annette's one of, I think, only four people know what's happening that night. So we're very excited about it. Now we'll know who can keep a secret and who can't.
Annette, we need to talk.
Nope, I can keep a secret.
Yes. Yes, you can.
And of course, we're taking your questions. Well, here, 407-278-5939 is our number. So while we're all taking bids, we'll be taking your calls. And we're going to start out with our first caller of the night. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Sharon from the suburbs of Cleveland. How are you guys?
Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hey, Sharon.
Good. I have a comment for Len first. You know, on touringplans.com, on your videos, I think you might need to put a little music or something in the background, because I always feel like there's a stalker in the room.
So for people who aren't aware, we every time we do a hotel room inspection, we'll do like 5 to 10 minutes of digital high res video of the room, because video is much better than pictures for showing. You know, depth and how things work and stuff. But there's no words. It's like a silent movie. Even though we have the sound on, it's like a silent movie because we can't think of anything to say. I mean, actually, Mr. Voice was going to do voiceovers for a while, and he's done a couple of voiceovers. I just need to get him done. Go ahead there, Sharon.
Okay. No, but it's just mostly the Grand Floridian one because you can hear breathing, and that's about it.
Can you really?
<It's> eerie. So, anyways, mate.
That's awesome.
Anyway.
That is so creepy.
That's creepy.
All right, I'll get Mr. Price on that. Yeah. That's awesome.
But I do have a question, though.
Okay, go ahead. That was great.
Now, my question is about the Disney Hilton Head. We're thinking about going next year. We were wondering, basically, if anybody's been there and how it is. And if you try to make reservations now, it's not, you can't make reservations yet. When can you make, how far in advance can you make reservations, not being part of DVC? Because I go through Mouse Fan Travel, and Vicky's not able to do it. And even if you go on Expedia.com, you just can't get into those rooms yet for September. So I was just curious how that works.
Right.
Well, I would imagine in the booking window right now for home resorts, it's between the 9 and 11 months. So I'm sure they're going to keep the rooms for those folks. I would imagine sometime when all DVC members can start, they will then start identifying cash rooms. I'm guessing. I don't know this for a fact. But I have been to Hilton Head. It's been a few years. And I can tell you it's a beautiful, wonderful resort. We really, really enjoyed our stay there a lot.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And how many activities do they have for the kids that don't cost anything?
Yes, they have lots of activities around the pool. They also have activities every day. They have different activities for the kids. So they'll have a craft project one day. They've got campfire sing-alongs. They've got games over by the beach pool, as well as the pool at the resort over at the harbor. So lots to do. Lots of the other things you can do, like family events. They have boats that you can go and you can rent right there at the resort. Or you can go kayaking. There's fishing. There's lots to do. If you're active and outdoorsy, there's lots for them to do. Bikes is the way on that island, though. The first thing we do when we go is we rent bikes, and that's how we get around the whole entire island, is by bikes.
Okay. And even those activities would run on into September, even though it's kind of an off-season time? Or is it off-season at that time?
No, even off-season, and I typically go to Hilton Head off-season. I've only been one time in the summer. They have more activities in the summer because there's more kids, but they still had activities going. And, are you going in September? When are you going?
Well, that's what we're thinking. We're thinking in September.
Yeah, a great time. That's when we used to go. The kids were tracked out, and we'd go at the end of September to the first part of October. It's still warm enough to go swimming. You still can ride the bikes on the beach. You know, kayaking, going out and seeing the dolphins. There's a lot to do, So feel free to email me and I'll give you some ideas because we love it there. We go at least once a year.
You'd kayak out in the ocean?
No, we don't kayak out in the ocean. You're over, the resort itself is over on the inlet. So you go out there.
Oh, on the inlet side. Okay, I was just asking. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not going out in the ocean no matter what, but yeah.
In a kayak. That's what I'm saying, in a kayak. It's like you're just asking for trouble. Anyway. Okay.
You're gonna
flip. All right, go ahead.
Cool. Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharon.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
407.
I love the breathing thing, sister.
407-278-5939.
Matt.
Yes, Mike.
Here we go again. We have a bid.
All right. So just to recap. Just to recap before you give it, Mike. We're auctioning off two tickets right now to an Illuminations dessert party at Epcot with Miss Deb Wills. You'll be the guest of Deb over there, and that's gonna be on Sunday, December 13th at 8:30 PM and we're gonna be bidding until 9 PM Eastern time. So if you'd like to bid, you can bid at MikeScopa@wwtoday.com. And Mike is taking this. So, Mike, what is the current up to?
Well, while you were talking, that bid that I was going to mention just was just a bid over. So right now, we're at 150 right now.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Whoa.
From 125 to 150. Yeah, 150.
Awesome.
For the Illumination.
The first 15
and we're
minutes.
Also giving away. What's that, Mike?
That's in the first 15 minutes.
We're talking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, so,
and the bid comes from some neighbors of mine, so I'm all excited about that.
Very nice. Let's go to our.
I won't tell you who they are, but they know who they are.
It's of course, it's bid $150 right now. It's the current bid for the Illuminations tickets. Mike Scopa at WDWJ.com. And we have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Hi, this is Fred from Port St. Lucie. How are you doing?
Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And to you.
I wanted a quick comment, a couple questions real quick. Not too thrilled about them taking away the valet on the DVC. Do you know if they're keeping it for the tables in Wonderland? If you use it, will the valet be included?
Yeah, as far as I know, that has not changed. There's been no indication that that would change at all. The free valet, of course, you have to use to get the free valet for the Tables in Wonderland, formerly Disney Dining Experience card, is you have to, like if you're going to the Boardwalk, for instance, and you get the free valet there, you have to just have to show them a receipt that you ate at one of the restaurants at the Boardwalk or whatever resort you're staying at. That's the caveat to that one. But no, I haven't heard anything. Len, have you heard anything about that changing? I have not.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Mm.
As far as I know, it's still it's okay. Good.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that. Main reason I'm calling is, do you all know do the Osborne lights stay on during evening extra magic hours?
Yes.
Oh, cool. All 3 hours?
Yeah, they just stay on. They stay on about 30 minutes after park closes and like turn them off.
Cool. Good to know.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Look forward to seeing you guys at the reunion.
Cool.
And have a nice evening.
Thanks, Fred.
You too.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you, Fred.
And I'm pretty sure Fred is the guy who has the... He usually walks around with a monorail through his head.
Oh, cool.
He's got that hat. Awesome. That hat. easy pick, Fred.
Well, I'll know who we were just talking to now.
Oh, that. Yeah, that Fred. Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
Matt, we have another bid.
Ooh, what are we up to?
It's up to... Drum roll, please. $175.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, so $175 is the current bid for two Illuminations dessert party tickets that are scheduled for Sunday, December 13th at 8:30 p.m. That's going to be going on Sunday, December 13th. And that's, of course, not only is it a dessert party, which is cool enough in itself, but you're going to be there with the fabulous Deb Wills, who's going to be there, and you will be her guest. And you and your friend can be there. And it's really a lot of fun. If you'd like to bid on them, you can bid up until 9 o'clock Eastern time by emailing MikeScopa at WDWJ.com. And don't forget, of course, you can join us in our chat room. Go to WDWJ.com and click the chat link over there. And you can join us in our chat room. Lots of people in there. It always makes it a lot more fun, I think, the live shows, to have our listeners in there to kind of give us their thoughts and comments. It's all we're talking about. And, of course, make fun of us. But that comes with the territory. So let's go to our next caller, and it's Kim from Pittsburgh. Hello, Kim.
Kim.
Hi,
Kim.
Matt. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey there.
Go Steelers.
I had a question then. Go Steelers, yeah. Fingers crossed with the third string quarterback. Yeah.
Dennis Dixon. Who's our third string quarterback?
Scopa.
Jeez.
I wasn't even sure that Charlie Batch was still around. I was surprised that he was still around.
Yeah, he is.
After his bad break last year, now he's another bad break this year. He's getting a little too fragile. I had a question for Len about the new M touring plans. When will that be available?
Oh, mobile touring plans.
Mobile touring plans. When will that be available for the non-iPhone people among us?
So it's M touring plans. So this is the web. You guys are Windows users, right?
I am.
Windows Mobile.
I have a Dare, and I forget what Mike has.
So m.touringplans.com, by the way, is a mobile wait time application that allows you to see what the actual and posted wait times are at
all the attractions in the park, including some of the attractions that Disney doesn't give you, like lines for fairies and all the other character autograph stuff. It'll also forecast for you what the wait times and what the fast pass distribution times are likely to be over the next couple hours, which is also something that Disney doesn't do. So we released it on the iPhone a couple of weeks ago. That got followed up by the Android and the Palm platforms. We're working now on BlackBerry, which should be done in a couple of weeks, and then right after that is Windows Mobile. So,
April trip.
I think April is not going to be a problem. Henry, our developer, is working on it. He's done a fantastic job on this, by the way. And Fred Hazelton, our statistician.
Reunion.
Do what?
No go for reunion.
Well, probably we're trying to have BlackBerry done by the reunion, but Windows Mobile, no, that's a little bit too far off.
Okay. Well, I just thought I would ask, and I have lodged several complaints with Verizon for their app not being available for anything. I went in, I searched on every phone that they have available, that they say is available for this, that is can use the Verizon app.
Uh-huh.
Not one of them has a QWERTY keyboard, not one of them is email available, which means they're the lower level phones. And that just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
And you're stuck with your carrier for a while?
I'm stuck with Verizon until August.
I love Verizon, though, as a carrier. I think they're better than AT&T, but I'm with AT&T only because of the phone. Yeah, sorry. But Windows Mobile, probably for your April trip. Go ahead.
Okay. I do know the director in our department, because I work for Verizon, said that it looks like Verizon is going to get the iPhone. So, fingers crossed, Mike.
I'm online that night.
What?
I'll be the first one online that night.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so. Okay, well, you guys have a good night, and I'll see you all at reunion.
See you, Kim.
Well, thank you.
See you in a week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kim. Good luck tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
407. I can't even say the number first. 407-278-5939. Yes, Mike.
I still love the Matt thing. I love it.
First off, proceeds will go, correct me if I'm wrong, will go towards Deb the 2010 Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
That is correct.
That's a great
that
cause.
Is where your money and a great cause, and we all support it very, very strongly. And I have a new bid.
Wow. Yes.
And it is, right now, it is at $200.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, keep those bids coming. Mike Scopa at www.com if you'd like to bid on those. Just put your name, where you're from, and, of course, your bid amount. And I will say that you're all going to have a tough time outbidding Mary Newell on this. I'm sure she is just sending emails constantly because she got a little bit of Newell's Visa card.
Yeah.
Yep, recognize the number. Yep.
407-278-5939. And let's go to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Kelly from Dallas.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Kelly.
Hello, how are y'all?
Good.
Hi, I have three questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Alrighty, okay. So the first two are about Disney World, and the last one is Disneyland. But I'm leaving in 3 days for the World, and I've never been at Christmas time, so I'm really excited. But my first question is, I want to do, the Osborne Lights, and I've also heard about at Epcot they have the different storytellers around the world that tell the holiday stories. Mm. And I was wondering if they give, in the timesheets with all the entertainment, if they give the times that that's going to happen throughout the day, like when they turn the Osborne Lights on, that kind of stuff.
You mean for the storytellers?
Yeah.
The storyteller times are usually in the times guide for Epcot, yes.
Right.
Okay, great. And do you think that I would have to see all of them in one day?
All the storytellers?
No. No.
No, that'd be really,
really tough.
Really
difficult. Yeah.
It's like 20 minutes a pop each. I mean, if that's all you did, but...
It's like almost four hours worth of commitment.
Yeah,
that's just... It's just
and I'll be
really,
fine. I mean, I guess I'm wondering if there's enough show times. Do they have, 13 show times?
Kelly, if you go to Steve Soar's website, pages.pepandsteve,
Okay. If you click on World Showcase, he'll give you all of the holiday storyteller times. So they do start at 11 a.m., but they typically only run till like 6 p.m. So that's the thing you're going to... Some of them run later, I guess. It depends. But anyway, they're you can take a look. Each of the shows is 15, 20 minutes long, something like that. So you got a shot. Yeah.
Are there any that y'all know of that are sort of not to be missed if I couldn't be them all?
Oh, yes. I like the one in Italy. What's the name? Bella?
Or La Befana.
La Befana, yeah. She's very good. And I like the Monkey King in China. I like
Monkey King's good.
Monkey King's fun, yeah.
And Yula Nessun in Norway.
Yeah. Is that the elf?
Yeah, it's kind of like an elf.
Man, so I like the elf story, but he's very theatrical. At least the one that I saw was I guess it was 2007. I saw him. He just freaked the heck out of one kid when he was telling a story. I don't know what it was. But, you know, he's like standing in this corner, and the kids are kind of around him in the U shape, you know. And then he did something. He said something, you know, really dramatically. He kind of turned to one kid, and this girl just burst out in tears. So I'm like, okay, totally not the effect you were going for there, but anyway, it was fun. Go ahead.
Okay. My second question is, I was planning on going to Magic Kingdom next Saturday, and I just found out that that's when they're going to be shooting the Christmas Parade. And I'm not planning on going to the Christmas Parade or anything, but I was wondering, is that just a terrible idea, or does the park reach full capacity on those days?
The thing is, Kelly, I've been there for the parade taping. I've actually been in the show, and it really follows up Main Street USA, and the cast members really dread those days because it's really an inconvenience for everyone, the cast members, the guests. You may consider avoiding the Magic Kingdom on the day that they're saying they're going to be taping the show. And what they're doing is they tape portions of the parade. And there are times when they'll have guests just stand there and pretend that they're watching a parade and there's nothing going on. It's a very boring time. So I would not look forward to doing that at all. Being honest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And my last question is, I'm going to Disneyland in March and I've never been before. So, I was going to see if y'all had maybe just one restaurant each that you would say, definitely go to this restaurant. I've never been to Disneyland or California Adventure, so.
Deb, what do you think?
Well, actually, the dining situation in Disneyland is a lot different than Disney World, except for like Blue Bayou, which is at Pirates of the Caribbean, and a couple other places. You can pretty much get same-day reservations. Depending on what kind of dining you would like, Blue Bayou, again, the thing there is that you're sitting inside Pirates of the Caribbean. So it's very, very thematic,
cool.
Very dark, very cool. It's really overpriced for lunch, but you're paying for the atmosphere. That's
right.
One place to consider. Over in California Adventure, actually one of my favorite places to eat is the Pacific Wharf Cafe. It's counter service, and they serve breakfast and lunch, and they have some really nice food over there. If you want elegant dining, something comparable to, say, California Grill, then you might want to consider Napa Rose, which is in the Grand Californian.
Okay.
If you're looking for a character breakfast or buffet, breakfast, lunch, dinner, Storytellers, which is also at the Grand Californian, is really good. I enjoy that one a lot. And unlike Disney World, at Disneyland, everything really is in walking distance. I mean, you can stand at the Disneyland gates and you can see California Adventure. And downtown Disney's right there in the middle, and the hotels. So very, very easy to walk around there and go from place to place.
407-278-5939 is our number. And let's try to take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh. Hi, it's Kevin from Orillia, Ontario, Canada.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
How you guys doing? Hey, Deb.
Hello.
I'm getting ready to go to Disney on Thursday for the Rad P meet.
All right.
You know, Deb and I go way back. I met you at Rad P4 back in 1999. I haven't missed one since.
That's awesome. Yes, we go way, way back.
Way back. So I got a question, though. We had trouble getting reservations at a Disney hotel for this week. There was nothing at all. So we're staying at the Downtown Disney Hilton, and I just wondered what you guys' impressions were of that hotel.
Oh, I've stayed there.
We got a really good deal on it, so I just wondered what you guys thought of the...
Newell stayed there a couple times. Newell, you love that hotel, don't you?
Out of all the Downtown Disney hotels, that's probably my top favorite.
Oh, good. We got a really good deal on it through hotels.com. We got it for just under $100 a night.
That's a great rate. That's a really great rate. So, and what's cool about that hotel is you get the amenities of the early entry, extra magic hours. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they also do.
Right.
I also read that they also do package shipping back to that resort.
Oh, do they?
That's what I read. I read that on their Twitter.
The reason I chose that was the extra magic hours. I knew that was the only hotel that had extra magic hours. But what are the rooms like? What kind of amenities are at the hotel? Does it have a nice pool? What about food in the morning?
I've never used the pools. I can't speak on the pool. The room was really, really nice. It was one of the better rooms that I've stayed.
Rooms are big.
Yeah, very comfortable. Very nice rooms. The restaurant was decent.
It probably has more restaurants than any other Downtown Disney hotels. It's got six or seven, right? In the morning, there's plenty of places to get. They've got like a little convenience store where you can grab something quick, like, you know, 2 dozen donuts and then just be on your way.
Perfect.
And they've got the last time I was there, they were doing Starbucks or they were doing coffee in coffee in the store as well, so you can grab some coffee there and go. Or if you want to do a complete sit down breakfast, you could do that as well. Tons of dining options. There's transportation. I don't know if it's the best. It's only top two or three.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a rental car, but there are times when the two of us need to split up, and we might have to rely on their bus service. Is it any good?
I mean, it's off-site bus service. It's not great, but it's probably better than Yeah, I mean, you could.
If I wanted to get to Epcot for park open, it wouldn't be a problem.
It's not as good as Disney transportation. If you have your own your own car, that'd be better. But it's certainly better.
Yeah, your own
than,
bus,
like,
that'd be better. Yeah.
Yeah, your own bus. That's right.
Your bus.
Well, knowing the number of people who are going to be at the RAD team meet this weekend, a bus might be necessary.
Yeah, really.
Great. We'll have fun.
I'm sorry, I'm going to miss it, Kevin.
Well, I'm there. For next weekend and the weekend after, so I'll see you guys the weekend of the 11th. I'm staying for 10 days, so
cool.
Oh, awesome! Okay,
yeah. So awesome. I will see you next week. You're there. When do you arrive, Deb? When are you getting there for your event?
I arrive on Thursday, and I'm there until early Monday morning. So,
okay.
Come to the end.
Well, I'm sure I'll run into you next weekend then.
I hope so.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thanks, Kevin, and have a safe trip.
See you.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
See you. So, so Matt, our last four callers were Kim, Keith, Kelly, and Kevin. So, Clarissa.
And Terry.
Go ahead and call.
Actually, our next call is from Abby from Connecticut. Hi, Abby.
Abby, all right.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I haven't called in a while. I've been kind of slacking on listening to episodes. So, I'm calling in now. I'm actually planning a trip for me and a few friends for senior skip weekend now.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm really excited about it. And I'm also applying to the Disney Career Start program, which is like the college program, except it's like a gap year program.
Right.
And my family and I will be going down the week before that. And they're all within a year of each other. So I was wondering if an annual pass would be a good idea.
How many days total?
For the senior skip weekend one, we're going down Thursday and we're coming back Tuesday, but we're not doing anything on Tuesday. So 4 days.
Thursday. Okay, you're driving all day Thursday.
We're not driving. We're taking a plane too far, and we're too young to drive. So
you're sending Monday. Okay, so you got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the parks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, four. Okay, and then what about your other trip?
It will probably be around a week.
So I guess your choice is between a 10-day park hopper, no expiration, and a
and an annual pass, right?
Yeah. I was also wondering if there would be good discounts for resorts during the end of May and, like, the end of August.
There would be. The thing is with the discounts now, I think we said this on a previous show not too long ago, the discounts that Disney's offering right now are essentially AP rates for everyone, and you don't need an annual pass. So
okay.
If you look at the discounts that that Disney's offering now, it's only like and versus what they're giving for APs. I think the AP rates are either the same or at most a $10 savings per night. And then they're not guaranteed to be there all the time, so there's a little bit of a risk that you take there by getting the AP. I don't know. What's the difference in cost between a 10-day park hopper, no expiration, and an annual pass? Because that's really the debate. If it's $50 or I'll have to check that. What's the difference in those costs? That's the thing you'd have to weigh.
Yeah. So discounts you can get from the annual pass, and you know how it's going to work for you in terms of are you going to be able to take advantage of? If you take advantage of two or three discounts, and that might put it right over the top.
Right.
And you're not driving, right? So you're not gonna have a car. You don't have to worry about parking. I don't know. Yeah, those are the two things I'd consider. Though the other thing I'd look at, IBB, is the 10-day no expiration.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
We're also going to Disneyland in July, I think, and I know that you can use Disney World tickets there, so it might be good to get the 10-day ticket.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's all about, planning out your in advance and seeing what your schedule's going to look like.
The one thing I would say about the Disneyland... Good.
I didn't think the tickets were interchangeable between Disney World and Disneyland. Did I misunderstand what you said?
No, because it says on Mouse Savers that they are... Well, it can go from Disney World to Disneyland, but it can't go from Disneyland to Disney World.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
If I have an annual pass at Disney World, I don't need one at Disney World.
No, I don't think it just works for normal tickets, not annual passes.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
I think so.
I think we have this at every live show. Someone calls in with this question. Every live show, we have the same conversation. Yes, it's true.
You learn something new every day.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Abby.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Abby.
Baby, good luck.
407-278-5939 is our number. And, of course, we're taking bids for two Illuminations dessert party tickets for Sunday, December 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And currently the bidding is at $200, Mike?
That is correct, and we are holding steady at $200 with about 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, about 10 minutes. So at 9 o'clock, that's it. The bidding will be over, and whoever has... Go ahead, Annette.
Somebody has to make another bid because we've got to hear Mike say Matt. We get to hear that again.
We are giving away. Don't forget, we're auctioning off two more tickets right after that, and those are going to be towards the American Adventure podcast event. That'll be at 9 o'clock. We'll start taking bids for that, but for right now, it's just for the Illuminations dessert party tickets.
Let me add also about the Illuminations tickets that you make the donation directly to Avon with your credit card or via check. So you get the direct donation. It's not paying me or paying somebody to then make the donation for you. So you do get the tax write-off if applicable for you.
That's right. That's a great point there, Deb. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. It's Keith again.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Sorry about that before.
That's right. No big deal. No big deal. I don't know how much of my question that you heard, so I'll try and keep it brief.
But, almost none.
Okay. All right. So my wife and I were down there in May of this year, and we stayed at the Grand Floridian in a king bedroom with a Magic Kingdom view. Now, we're going back down in December of next year, and we're starting to think about resorts. With the exception of maybe concierge, anything that you guys can recommend that's comparable, with regards to location, view, so forth. I mean, obviously, I understand that the Grand Floridian is the flagship resort for Disney World, and it's the best of the best. And the view that we had was probably the best view that the Magic Kingdom that the Grand Floridian offers. Anything comparable to that?
You could do either Bay Lake Tower or Contemporary Theme Park View or Magic Kingdom View, and get. I don't think it'd be quite as close, but it's still a pretty decent view.
What about the Hawaii building, Polynesian?
Yeah, Hawaii, you get straight on. You get a great view of the fireworks.
But it'd also be the farthest away of all three resorts. But in terms of I've stayed in Magic Kingdom View rooms at the Grand Floridian before. I would have to say that the Contemporary Bay Lake Tower has got to be the closest comparable kind of view.
Okay. What about the Epcot resorts? Like I was thinking, I'd really like to stay at like Beach Club. Is that comparable to what we have
in
Grand Floridian?
No. I mean the rooms. No, I mean you can hear mm-hmm. illumination. I don't think you can see very much from it. No, and the rooms aren't. I mean, the Beach Club's not the same kind of. It's not the same level of resort as the Grand Floridian. They're two different levels of deluxe. Even Boardwalk. I mean, you'd have to get like a. Yeah, no, they're not the same. I was trying to think of an analogy. The Beach Club villas I like quite a bit, but you'd have to get a studio or a one bedroom there. I mean, if you're looking for that sort of wow factor, I think you're at the Contemporary Bay Lake Tower, maybe the Polynesian. The reason why I like the Polynesian, I think the concierge is better than there than at the Contemporary or Bay Lake Tower.
Okay, so I actually wanted to stay at the Poly. That's number one on my list right now. So
yeah, so I would try that then. I think you like the atmosphere of the Poly better too.
Yeah,
I mean, especially if you liked if you like the ambiance of the Grand Floridian, then you'd like the Poly better than the Contemporary. Contemporary is kind of a little. I think Bob uses the word sterile. I would say maybe a little bit impersonal. Just a little bit. I mean, I think the rooms are fabulous. I just the lobby doesn't really exude warmth and charm.
Yeah, I mean the Grand Floridian was incredible. Even though we weren't in the main building, still, I mean, what we had was phenomenal. I mean, I could watch. We basically watched Wishes from our balcony every night. It was phenomenal, incredible. I mean, awesome. I can't even put it into words. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, we had the monorail going by all the time. It was breathtaking.
That's fabulous. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. So try the Contemporary. You'll like the view from the Contemporary. Definitely. It's a little bit. It's angled just like you was at the Grand Floridian. So it'll be comparable for you.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Keith.
No problem. Thank you, Keith. Thanks for calling back.
407-278-5939. Just 5 minutes left for our auction for those two Illuminations dessert party tickets with Deb Wills. That's right. You're not only going to see Illuminations, you'll also get a chance to say hi to Deb, talk to her, and hug her, and all the fun things that you get to do with Deb.
That costs you extra.
All the fun things you get to do with Deb. Get to run with her, maybe?
That's right. That's what you do.
I don't know.
That's what you guys should do. You guys should charge by the mile for a jog. Jog with Mike and Deb.
407-278-5939. You can send your bids to Mike Scopa at wgwtoday.com, and the current bid is $200.
Hey, yeah. we're still doing our Waffle House meet, right?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I was mentioning to someone that Waffle House is the largest server of T-bone steaks in the world, and they didn't believe me. I'm like, have you never been in a Waffle House and read the sign? They wouldn't lie to you about that.
No, they are honest people over there, and I can't wait for that. I know Newell and I are. That's a highlight of reunion, is it not, Mike?
I won't go that far, nice. But
I took Canada to Waffle House Thanksgiving morning. Like, come on, let's get out of the house. Nice. It was great.
Let's go pre-eat for the Thanksgiving meal.
it's stretching your stomach. It's good.
Yeah, it's of course the Waffle House meet is on December 12th at 4:30 p.m. All right.
Already in my Google calendar. Good.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Carrie from Titusville, Florida.
Hey, Carrie.
Carrie, you're one caller late because it would have been Kim, Keith, Kelly, Kevin, and Carrie.
No, I tried, but the phone kept going off. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
Stupid phone technology. All right, man, go ahead.
Hey, Len, I was the one who emailed you about the monorail accident.
Oh, that's awesome. So you actually are a rocket scientist.
Yes, and running together with our Akeem Olajuwon jerseys in the wine and dine run.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So Carrie did an article on the monorail accident back in, was it August, July or August? In Walt Disney World.
July.
Yeah. So
I did it for the article. I work out at the Space Center.
Yeah, it was great. It analyzes the different chain of things that went wrong for the accident. I think we had said on an earlier podcast that typically when you're looking at things like air traffic accidents or even the monorail accident, it's generally not single point of failure causes for those things. It's usually a chain of events that happen. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to call and tell you guys that we're all signed up for the tent event and we're super excited.
Nice.
Are you sleeping in a tent?
Yes, we'll be in a tent. In fact, I convinced my husband to go by letting him, buy a new tent for us.
Oh, that's nice. Too funny.
Carrie, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And don't forget, Carrie, also, we're having a really fun podcast event at the Odyssey Restaurant at Epcot. So that's, I think you're really going to enjoy that.
That's going to be
fun.
Cool.
I have one more thing.
I recommend a little more air in your mattresses than we had last year.
Okay. I had a quick tip for Mr. Strickler if he's still there. I know that you're very fond of Belle, and I wanted to tell you that my husband all the time gets picked on by all the actresses that play Belle because he has facial hair. So you might want to think about, growing some facial hair, and they usually have to comment about your fur.
Wait a minute, because he's... What does the facial hair have to do with it?
I don't know. They always come past and always, talk about him being a beast or if he's eating, don't get any food caught.
Carrie. Years from now, we're going to look back and wonder what went wrong with the podcast, and we're going to trace it back to this right here.
The growing of facial hair.
That's awesome.
Well, I gotta go get my 1-year-old to bed, but I just want to call and say hi to you guys and say keep up. Oh, she wants to say hello to you. Say hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hiya. We'll see you at the campground.
Cool.
Thanks, right. Carrie. Talk to you guys soon. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
407-278-5939. And Mike, I think we're going to call the auction at this point, are we not?
I would say it's 9 o'clock. Yes.
What is the? All right. So, Mike, what is? First of all, why don't you tell us the winning bid for 2 tickets to the Illuminations dessert party with the wonderful, amazing, super lovely Deb Willis of AllEars.net. What is the winning amount, and who is it from, Mike?
The winning bid is $200.
Very nice.
And I am pleased to announce that the winning bid was donated by Rob and Renee Woods, my neighbors who live, I believe they live in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So congratulations, Rob and Renee.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you will email Mr. Skopig, well, he's got your email address. He'll forward that to me, and I can't thank you enough, and I look forward to meeting you both. That's a very, very generous and awesome of you.
Yeah, very, very nice. Very nice thing over there. We're glad we can raise some money over here. And of course, with this, the Illuminations dessert party being for AllEars.net, can't help but mention that, of course, AllEars.net is the sponsor of today's podcast. And of course, they're your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And if I may add also, AllEars.net is our number one preferred cheat sheet for this podcast to make us sound smarter.
That's right.
That's pretty good, Matt.
Am I lying? Am I lying?
No, sir.
No, exactly.
Of course not.
No.
Hey, Mike, I did you get that message from Deb over here that I'm seeing about the tickets?
Did I get a message?
I
see it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yes. Would you like to make that announcement?
I don't know who came in second in the bidding. I'm not sure who was second in the bidding for the tickets, but If someone wants to match the $200, I'm sure I can find two additional tickets.
Wow. Ooh. So let's see. Wait.
Wow.
Mike, we have the person. I'm sure the person who was second has no idea that they were second. Do we want to mention their name, Mike?
They were, if you want me to, it was.
Or? You don't say the dollar figure. Just say the person who's in second.
No, Jeff maybe Chaney. Just email.
Whoops. I'll forward you the email.
Okay. Why don't you send the email to the person and let that person decide? So, Mary Newell.
Well, I think he knows.
Okay. Fair enough.
Whoever bid 175, I think he knows who he is. And if he wants to match the $200, I'm sure Deb will find. Deb will find another two tickets. I think it's very generous of you, Deb.
Yes, it's very generous.
Generous of everybody.
I'm sure Newell will enjoy watching the fireworks from the parking lot. You know, he was invited, but now he lost his tickets. So
that's okay. It's going for a good cause. I will stand in the parking lot.
Now, of course, this hour we're auctioning off two other tickets, and these are two tickets to the reunion event at the American Adventure. And this has been very, very, very sold out for a long time, in fact. And if you'd like to get two tickets to the American Adventure event, which is, of course, happening on, let me pull up the date over here. This will be the 13th, I believe. The event is on December 11th, and it's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. in Epcot at the American Adventure. We rented out the American Adventure little room over there. It's very, very nice. I'm not sure if all of us have had a chance to be in there, but it's a special area in the American Adventure just for us, and we're going to be a little treat over there for you to enjoy, as well as a live podcast event.
We're going to let you take the furniture accessories home. Go ahead. Rip the sconces from the walls. Go ahead, kids.
And, of course,
Matt.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, Lord.
We have the most generous listeners, I'll tell you. And I would like to announce that the person who had come in second, and I'm going to announce his name, Jeff Chaney, has said, I'll gladly match the $200. Wow. So we have another $200, wow. Deb.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Woo. Thank you so much, Jeff.
So I will forward Jeff's information to you, Deb, right now.
Thank you so much. Jeff and Robin and Renee, you all are very, very generous. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and thank you, Deb, for giving us the tickets, of course. And of course, the other thing. So anyway, the auction for this hour is for those tickets for the reunion podcast event on December 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. You can just like before email Mike Scopa at wdwtoday.com with your bids, and we will take them. And we'll see. It's all sold out. There's really no way you're getting in otherwise. So this is your opportunity to get in over here,
Matt.
Yes, Mike.
We have a tie right now.
That didn't sound right.
Matt. we have a tie. We have two people who have both posted the same amount for the American Adventure tickets. They have both bid $100.
Okay, whoever you are,
we have a tie.
Right. Very nice.
Wow.
There's another person who bid $50, and unfortunately, that has been overbid by another $50. So we have two bidders out there who are tied for $100 apiece.
Very good. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Call in with your questions and get them answered right now. And we are auctioning off those tickets to the WDW Today Reunion 2009 podcast event at the American Adventure. You get VIP access at the American Adventure with their live show. There's some nice little desserts, little refreshments, if you will. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So definitely check that out. And don't forget about our chat room while you're in here listening to the show. Just go to wdwtoday.com while you're listening. Go into the chat room over there. You can see my webcam, which is always exciting. It's not. And you can go to the chat room over there and chat with all the other listeners who are actively making fun of what they see on my webcam. So
you know why the rest of us don't have webcams.
Right. All they do is led by Janine, who makes fun of everything that happens on a webcam. You can join them in as well. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And
if Janine called in, then it would be Janine and Jeff after
Kevin the day Janine calls in.
Oh, yeah, that'll never happen.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
I think the last time Janine called in was, 2 years ago?
Wow. Did she ever even call in? I don't even remember her calling in.
No peer pressure here.
Yeah. we have our next caller.
She was live on the
cruise.
Okay,
I was going to say, she was live on one of the ship casts, right?
Yeah, she actually sat in.
She's making fun of us to our face.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll get her next week.
Well, you know what she's thinking? Week? She's thinking, I'm going to spend 14 days. Oh, here we go.
Yes, Scopa.
Oh, my God. They're coming in quick. Whoa. 125, 126, 150. We have a bit of 150 right now.
Wow. 150.
Wow. Wow.
For the American Adventure podcast tickets. This is your last opportunity to get into this. Otherwise, I mean, you've just got to do a really good Newell impression. Otherwise, it ain't going to happen. And we have our next caller on the line, and it's Mark. Hey, Mark.
How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, real good. I got some really good news. You guys have probably already heard it by now, but I made it to 2010's Mom's Panel.
Congratulations.
For this next year, so really excited.
That's right. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah, congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
So I know a couple of our listeners have made it on the panel.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll go for training next Friday. So
that's great. Just do us a favor, Mark.
Very excited.
Do us a favor. After you become big and famous like Laura Spencer, you know, just remember us. You know, remember the little people, please.
You remember Laura? She used to call in and she used to, like, you know.
Yeah.
She used to be
Laura used to love us. And Aaron Foster still loves us, but, you know, she's blowing up too. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Don't forget
the little.
It's funny about, isn't Laura like some sort of, like, isn't Laura like some sort of social media? Doesn't she have to, by law, listen to us because of her job?
You would. She's big time now.
She is big time.
Huh. Maybe. Yeah, oh, she has people to do it for her now.
That's right. I just wanted to call and say hi. Can't stay long, but I love you guys. Love your podcast.
Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the big gig.
Thanks,
Mark. Thank you. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Very good. Awesome. Of course, 7, 2, 7, 8, 5, 9. Yes, Mark.
We are up to $175.
Wow.
$175 is
the bid. Woo!
$175.
Nice.
I have a feeling it's going to go up to $76 pretty soon, but $175 right now.
$175 is $5.
And we have, is our special guest on with us right now?
We have a special guest besides
Deb.
Ooh, a special guest. I can see who that is.
Special guest.
Special guest, Ryan, please.
There's the special guest. It's, of course, Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And, of course, not only that, Newell. She's not just Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel.
No, she's Becky Mankin of the
primetime television.
That's right. Primetime television star.
Primetime.
Becky Primetime Mankin.
That's a new nickname, Primetime.
Becky, can you say it's a grill and a cooler?
It's awesome. A grill and a cooler?
And of course,
Primetime. We're going to start calling her PT. PT Megan.
But of course, you got to. The reason why we're
part time.
Primetime. Hey, Primetime.
Where? Yeah, no, actually, Amy from Kentucky is calling her Annette Cinco Ocho Owens. Also, another
great. What?
And you don't get it. You don't watch Cinco Ocho? Don't worry about it. Yeah. Just Cinco.
I don't get it. Sorry.
We want to mention that, of course, Primetime, because she was just, her and Annette were featured in a nationwide commercial.
I was wondering where you go on that.
For Royal Caribbean. So that's why we're giving her flack for that. But anyway, yes, Mike.
We have another bid.
Wow. Ooh.
We're up to $200.
Woo! Wow.
Adventure podcast.
So if you'd like to outbid Mary, email Mike Scopa at wdwtoday.com.
Did we bring Becky on for a specific reason?
Well, we wanted to bring, you're right, Mike. We wanted to bring Becky on, first of all, because Becky is providing for us these extra two tickets to the American Adventure event that we're auctioning off. And, you know, we asked for extra tickets to give away to, you know, our best friends. I mean, we said, you know, Steve Medina's got to be there. And Becky said, no, can't do anything for Steve. And then
I thought we paid money so he wouldn't be there.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that. Thank you.
I'll bid $400 to keep him out.
We love you, Steve. But Becky provided, she put a little money to the fire marshal, so today we can sneak in two more people, I think. And so we thank you very much, Becky, for providing that.
Not a problem. I do want to mention that we do have a lot of people on the wait list, and those who were lucky enough to grab tickets very quickly just received the instructions email from me not about an hour ago. But those on the wait list, everybody's pretty much checked in full. No one's canceled, so I'm sorry. Getting these tickets is going to be the only other way to get in.
That's right. Wow. And of course, these are tickets for the American Adventure podcast event on December 11th.
Right.
That's going to be a reunion at the American Adventure. And this is a very special area you ordinarily can't get into.
I've never been.
I was lucky enough to go in there one time for a press event. But really, you just the general public has no opportunity to get in there. And we're going to not only do you just get access to it, you're also going to have the opportunity to witness a live show and be a part of the show, really, in a live fashion. It's really going to be a lot of fun. 407-278-5900.
Did we say what charity is going for? Becky, do you want to tell them what charity?
Yeah, I think that was why we brought Becky on.
Yes, Becky, please go ahead.
What did you guys decide on that, by the way? Well, part of the proceeds is going to go to a charity called Best Friends, which is an animal charity that both me and Stacey Aswad, who of course is it's a krill and a cooler, both believe in and back very, very much. So I'm thrilled, and thank you very much for giving us this opportunity to support this wonderful charity.
That's it's a great Len. It's a great cause to give the money to, and certainly
Len.
And you know what? Matt.
Yes.
We're up to $225.
$225 is the current bid. Wow.
Oh, Len.
Anyway, 407-275, what is our number? 407-278-5939 is our phone number to call in with your questions. And of course, not only can you ask us questions, we have the lovely Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Deb knows far more than any of us ever could imagine. And we also have Becky Menken.
We already fessed up that we use the cheat sheet, right?
That's right. Our next call is from John from New Jersey. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you?
Yeah, typical. How are you guys doing? Yeah, I have quite a few questions, if that's okay.
Shoot.
Sure.
I'm coming down 2 days after Christmas, and we braved the Easter crowds this past year, so we thought, well, you know, why not try out Christmas as well?
Why not push our luck?
What's that?
I said, why not push our luck? Go ahead. That's what you were thinking, right?
Yeah, right.
We
know that most of what we want to do is go and see what the holiday offerings are, because we get down once a year, pretty good long time in the summer. So, going on attractions is going to be secondary to what we want to do. But some of the questions that I had, I know you guys always say, use your car. We'll have our car. But with it being so crowded, is it still worth using your car to go to the other parks other than the Magic Kingdom, with the possibility of them closing the door to the non-park guests?
To the non-resort guests, right?
Yeah.
Well, you still have your keys to the key. You still have your room key, so you can still demonstrate that you're staying on property, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably lots of people who take our advice as well and who figure it out for themselves that they're going to drive. So I don't think you'd have any trouble getting into the park. Parking, so you'd probably have to take a tram everywhere to get in, because it's probably going to be a hike.
Okay.
When you get there. But other than that, no, I don't know. I'm a sucker for having my car.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's saved us numerous times, and I'm just, I'm wondering if, we're dealing with larger crowds than usual, and the whole world is off that week. So, at least the whole
year. Yeah, so, I totally understand where you're coming from on that. My only question is whether Disney would actually have enough transportation to keep up with the crowds as well. So, even if we told you go with the buses, right? Would Disney have enough buses to keep up with the crowds during peak times? to do that versus the thing with the car, it's pretty much your worst with a car, you minimize the worst case scenario, right?
Right.
You know, the worst case scenario is you walk back to your car and you hop on in your car and you drive away, right? So maybe there's an extra 5 minutes of walking to get to your car, worst case, if you're parked pretty far out. But you pretty much know what you're getting. With Disney, that's the thing that you have is that you have the variability of their bus service. So it could work out that they have the buses and everything, but then they could not. And that's the thing. So what would you take the chance for? Right? What would you why would you take the risk? Yeah, that's the thing.
My only fear was we're going at a time where they could possibly start doing their tiered closing, and I didn't know if they would close the parking lot, and I didn't want to have to turn around and then go hop on the bus.
Now I wouldn't drive to the Magic Kingdom, but has anyone ever heard of another park being closed for capacity? I mean, Epcot, they're never going to close Epcot for capacity, right? It's really going to come down to the studios and the Animal Kingdom. Matt, have they ever closed the studios for capacity?
I would think studios would be the one.
It may have happened.
Isn't it the smallest?
Yeah, you're right in terms of land size, Mike. I haven't heard it in the last few years. Yeah. I can't recall it. Whenever that happens, it's always at the Magic Kingdom when they have the
studios closed. So, John, I think you're okay driving. Yeah, good.
Cool. Second question. Matt, I read your thing about the Osborne lights, and you said one of the best times to go would be during Fantasmic showing that night. Is there an alternative better time if that doesn't work into our schedule, being there when Fantasmic's on? I'm assuming don't go at 6 o'clock when they start it.
Yeah, it can depend on the time of year. Like, I mean, I went on the opening night at 6 o'clock, and it was barely anyone there. There was also Fantasmic at like 7 or something. Another really good time is actually when the park closes. Even though the park closes at, you know, whatever time, let's say 8 o'clock is the posted time, they keep the lights on for another half an hour beyond that. And this is generally the rule, is that you're able to check it out for another 30 minutes, even though the park is technically closed. There are some times where it's not guaranteed, because, you know, if they have something going on or they have to, sometimes they'll end it earlier. But every night that I've ever tried to do this, John, I've always had an opportunity to see it afterwards. If you can't see it during Fantasmic, try after Fantasmic is done. Like, maybe that's why you can't see it during Fantasmic, because you want to see Fantasmic that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go for it right after Fantasmic, and that might be another good opportunity for you. But definitely, go ahead, John.
Later is better.
Yeah, as the night goes on, because more people leave. Obviously, the biggest crowd is going to be right when the lights turn on, because people want to check them out before they leave for the day or go do something else.
You have time for a few more questions?
Yeah, sure, John.
New Year's Eve. We're there. We're thinking we want to go to the Magic Kingdom, but is it going to be a parking lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is going to be as bad as we assume it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really going to be, I hate to say a nightmare, but it's really going to be as crowded as you can possibly imagine it.
So obviously then Epcot or the studios for something would be a better choice, less people, or obviously Epcot can handle people.
I mean, it is at the studios. I mean, you can check out the Osborne lights, see Fantasmic, and get a special fireworks event all at the studios. So three different things you can do, especially for that. And the crowds won't be nearly as bad over there.
Yeah, why would you want to go to the studios, you know?
John, I think you're cutting out. You're going through a tunnel. Sorry, I got to let you go.
two quick yes or no questions, I'm sure. Do they do the holiday tag all the way through New Year's Eve at Epcot for Illuminations?
Yeah, they go through like the decorations come down, which is like January 4th or 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
And the last one, I know that it doesn't snow on Main Street now. Well, actually, it is now. My sister-in-law is there now. For the party, does it snow in Main Street the week of Christmas? Why should I say, do they wash everybody, you know, free shower on Main Street?
I believe so, because I know they do the holiday, the fireworks over there on Main Street.
Right.
That's true.
They do the holiday wishes, and then they do the parade as well during the day. Oh, actually, now that brings me another question. I'm assuming the 12 o'clock showing of that parade would be better than the 3:30.
At the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. the holiday parade.
Glenn, what are your thoughts on that? Gotta be, right?
The holiday parade. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Gotta be.
Okay. Cool.
Cool. Thank you, John.
Well, thank you very much. I hope have a good time at your reunion stuff in about a week or so, whenever that is.
You sound like my mother, John.
We'll be cool. Still in our classrooms. So, take care. Thanks for all the information.
Thanks John.
Yeah, good.
Bye-bye.
Good question about the driving thing. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good question.
Matt.
I was about to say, Mike.
Matt.
Yeah.
We have another bid.
All right.
We are up to, drum roll, please. Right, drum rolls. I'm sure Mike Newell could do better. $275.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Wow.
Wow. So you have ZMG.
Until, that's right.
You have until ZMG. Way to go, Nolan. You can bid up till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So you have another half an hour, basically, to outbid $275. And you can email Mike Scopa at wdwtoday.com. And of course, these are you're bidding on tickets for the Great American Adventure Podcast event on December 11th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Epcot. It's a great event. A lot of fun. We had the 500th podcast event last year, right about this time. And I think everyone that went there really enjoyed it. And this is going to be different than last time, because last time was more about kind of a Q&A kind of thing. But this is really going to be a live show where you're going to be there while we record some shows over there. And you can see us cheating on allears.net every time we're looking up answers.
Asking for a question. What? A menu what?
Wait, that's right. Let me check real quick.
This time with our iPhones.
That's right. We'll all be on our iPhones. Let me check.
A lot of people have been wondering about the Illuminations tag, about the holiday tag, and if there was going to be a change from the Walter Cronkite narration. Well, I just got a message from Mike Scabetta, who said, I'm sitting here waiting for Illuminations. He said, I will report soon about the holiday tag, and if I notice any changes, I'll let you know. He says, I know you're doing a live show. So we will get a report tonight as to whether or not the Illuminations Christmas tag has changed.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Scabetta. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And you can call in with your questions and whatever they may be. And, of course, you know, this is a good opportunity if you're planning your trip for December, you know, for the end of the year, trying to sneak in that last trip and have some questions about your trip. Great opportunity for you to get them answered. And we're going to take our next call from Amy from Kentucky. Hey, Amy.
Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Let me turn my speaker down. Hang on. All right. Hello.
How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. You
can
hear us?
What can we do for you?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you. So
okay,
I wrote a special little song in honor of Mike Scopa his little running adventure that he had week with the tree.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
Make sure I'm recording this, okay?
Somebody wants to bid $300.
All right, let me sit down for this.
I said, if somebody wants to bid $300, I won't sing it, you know?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's great.
Are you ready? Should I go?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Mike of New Hampshire, strong as he can be. Bum, 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 dum, dum. Watch out for that tree. Mike of New Hampshire, runs around the tree. Bum, 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 dum, dum. Watch out for that tree. When he gets in his grave, he makes his escape with the help of his friend Michelle Scribner McLean. Then away he'll hike with his friend named Mike and his two other friends named Matt and Len. New Hampshire, friends, UMB.
That's great.
Wow,
that's
awesome. Amy.
Nice.
Nice job, Amy, but you'll never get me in a loincloth.
Oh, that's
again.
A
Georgia jungle.
Yeah. I needed that
so
again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like Georgia the jungle.
Very good.
That was funny.
That's great.
Nice. Thank you,
nice
Amy.
Nice job. Could have used that yesterday.
Could have used that earlier when the calls dropped before.
Really? We're still at $275, by the way.
$275. All right. So that's the current bid right now for those Great American Adventure podcast tickets being provided by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Yay. And, of course, so you can bid by sending an email to MikeScopa@WDWJ.com. 407-278-5939. And we have Sam from Virginia. Yes, go ahead.
Let's see. We had a couple of bids. Somebody just came in at 280, and someone just came in at 300 now.
Wow.
300? Oh, my gosh. Wow. $300.
Amazing. That is so cool.
Very, very cool. We lost Sam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's great. And of course, $300 is the current bid right now for the Great American Adventure podcast event at Epcot. That's going to be going on December 11th. It's your last opportunity to try to get in over there for the to this event. Otherwise, it's, you know, you'll have to listen to it on the podcast. You'll hear it, just, you know, won't be there for it. So we have our I think we've got Sam from Virginia on the line. Sam?
It's Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, it's the
I can't hear you, Ashley.
Hey guys, so check it out. Really excited because it's Christmas time and we're coming down to Disney and we're going to see you guys for reunion. And we got tickets to the American Adventure and we're going to be at the dessert party, Illuminations party. So I'm stoked about that.
Wow.
So
sweet.
Calling to see, I'm going to ask Deb this, but do you have any plans this coming year for another ABD? Any early signs of one coming up this year?
Becky.
Ashley, what a great timing for that. We don't have anything set yet, but, you know, Deb and I are always kind of working on one of our favorite Disney packages. So hopefully, if everything goes as planned, we should have something in the next few weeks. Cross your fingers.
Killer. That's awesome. I actually talked to Michelle tonight, and I was I came across, evidently, there's been some lowering of prices on a couple of the Mediterranean cruises, and now I'm just so torn, but I don't know. You guys are always keeping me busy on cool deals. So Michelle, I'm always calling Michelle. So she's my new best friend, my new BFF. But you guys rock.
That's wonderful.
As
always. Oh, thank you. Really aren't those Adventures by Disney? Aren't they addictive?
Oh, we actually, the other day, my husband actually texted me from work and he said, hey, when you get a chance, go on the web and take a look at Brooks Lake Lodge because the snow had fallen. And it was amazing. It blew my mind how completely different it looked and how beautiful. It actually made me want to go for the winter time, even though it's on top of this giant mountain and it's cold. But it's so beautiful. We had such a great time that I just thought, man, this would be so cool to see this in person. But if you get a chance during the daytime, look at the webcam because it will blow your mind. It's amazing. So
cool. Awesome. No, very we cool. Still haven't talked about that one, about that trip, have we?
No, we have not. We so need, and we're going to have Ashley on, as a matter of fact. I talked with Ashley about coming on the show and doing a recap, but we'll get to it. It was just an amazing trip.
Oh, yeah. You know, these things all happen in time. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know. It's like we came back from the trip, and I don't know if I blinked, and September just was gone, and we were in October, and now we're at Christmas. But
that's exactly, that's exactly what happened. I unpacked from Wyoming, and now it's, you know, wrapping presents. So I don't know where it goes.
Exactly.
It just goes so fast. Yeah. But it was great
really
seeing you guys.
Well, I'm really looking forward to whatever announcements you have and seeing you guys in a couple weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be awesome.
Cool. I'll keep it. Yeah. Keep an eye on Deb's side and her newsletters because that's probably where it's coming. When it does, again, cross your fingers.
Awesome. I do have one question for Mr. Scopa. I don't know if he's so entangled in bids. I don't know if he can answer questions or not.
Go ahead. I'm here.
Okay, here we go. So this whole marathon thing's coming up, and I just got a question. I want your opinion, if you don't mind giving it to me. So if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I've been training a little bit, maybe not as hardcore as I needed to, and I'm about 13 or 14 minutes into my miles, and is that person going to get their butt handed to them at marathon, or half marathon, I should say, or do you think that they'll be okay?
I think they'll be okay. The thing that I keep telling everybody, Ashley, is that if you can do about 9 or 10 minutes within the required pace, then you should be okay. A lot of people will. A lot of people approach the races differently, and some people will try to do a walk run. Others will do a jog. Others will do a WOG, which is sort of like a, well, I guess that is a walk jog kind of a thing, that a lot of people will say, you know, I'll train as much as I can. I'm not sure if I can run the entire distance, like the half marathon, the 13.1. So they'll say, I'm going to run as much as I can. And a lot of people will say, well, let's say someone can run maybe 9 miles or maybe even 8 miles at a 13 minute per mile pace. They'll do that, and then they'll just walk from that point on. And if you're doing that, then you've got plenty of buffer so that you'll be able to make it, you know, to the end of the course in the required pace. So I wouldn't worry about it. I'd go for it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome to hear. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm excited about Christmas. I'm excited about seeing you guys, and Sam and I will be down there, and we'll have a party.
Cool. See you next week, Ashley.
All right, bye.
Say hi to Sam.
I just got a report from Scabetta. He said Tiger Woods just drove into the globe.
Nice. 407-278-5939.
Scabetta get the same joke book you have, Mike? Is that what that is?
Let's see.
407-278-5939 is our number if you'd like to call in with your questions now and get them answered. And, of course, we have about 15 minutes left in the auction for those tickets for the WWT Day Great American Adventure podcast event on December 11th. And the current bid is $300, Mike?
$300 and holding that, yep.
Okay, so you got to be $300. Wow. There.
Look what happens when you take a break from the podcast. $300, way to go, guys.
Really?
Our next caller is Justin from Indiana. Hi, Justin.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Well, I don't go down to the world that often, and I was wondering, like, what your guys' opinions are on the Sum of All Thrills attraction. I mean, I've been playing catch-up on the episode, so I might not have, like, heard you guys say something about it or something, but I was just wondering.
I got a chance to check it out. Has anyone else been able to ride it yet? Anyone here?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It's a lot of fun, Justin. I think it's kind of like, have you ridden, Justin, have you ridden the Cyberspace Mountain at Disney Quest at all?
No, I haven't gotten to it.
Okay, so don't worry about it. It's pretty cool. I was telling, we mentioned it a few shows ago. It was actually one of the coolest things I thought that they've really done in terms of interventions actually, I think showing you some sort of like actually futuristic thing, because it shows you how the way you design your coaster is really cool, and the interface that they have is very, very nice. The ride is fun. I thought it was a little short, but then again, it's an exhibit at Interventions, not a full fledged attraction by any means. But I think it is really cool and definitely worth your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. Anything else we can do for you, Justin?
No, thank you. Awesome. I'll call again later.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
I see you.
407-278-5939. Let me tell you, Justin is a man of a few words, but he gets his point across very quickly.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
This is this isn't a bid. It's just a report from Mike Scabetta. Everyone has been wondering if they were going to continue with the Walter Cronkite narration, and it looks like Walter Cronkite will be continuing the narration, at least for this year. So, so for this year's Illuminations Christmas Tag, Walter Cronkite's narration is there.
Good. I think that'd be an excellent addition to the next All Ears newsletter in the All Ears Here section. Little plug over there for the newsletter.
Well, you heard it here first. Nice. You heard it here first.
Nice. Right.
Thank you, Mike Scabetta.
407-278-5939 is our number, and you can call in.
It's your number.
It's your number. It's your number to call in with. And call in and ask any questions that you may have about your next trip to Walt Disney World. And I know that we're all getting really excited for Reunion. We're going to actually have some live events coming in from there, weather permitting and internet permitting. And we'll have some details on that before the end of the live show for sure. So Newell will have all those outline information for you. But we have our next caller.
Great.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Segment Rules, Janet Sala.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Got a question for you guys. I outfoxed myself, which is something I sadly do with great frequency. knowing that the ticket prices would go up in, 1st of August, as they usually do, I went ahead on July 30th and bought myself an annual pass. Now, I already am an annual pass holder, and I figured, well, I'm supposed to renew, like, oddly, December 13th, and I figured, well, I won't need to be going again for a while, so that would I'd go ahead and buy it now.
Okay.
So now what has happened is, not only am I disappointed because I can't go to reunion because of scheduling difficulties, I'm actually going on December 15th, 14th rather.
Oh.
So I have, so I want to renew my AP and get the 15-month deal. Do you think they'll take my AP voucher and let me use it towards a renewal instead of just a new AP?
That is an excellent question. I don't know the answer to that. Does anyone know the answer to that one?
No, I don't. That's one of those questions you have to ask Disney.
Yeah, that's definitely a...
Yeah. I'll try it, and I'll let you guys know if it works.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. It'd be interesting. I'd be interested to know what the result of that is. We really have no idea.
Yeah, because so. You know, how often do you go show up the day after your AP expires? You know.
Yeah, really. you've got time to renew it. That's not a problem. You've got 30 days to renew it.
Yeah, that's right.
But I already paid. I already got $500 invested in a new AP. Exactly. So I can always throw another $500 at it and just keep the vouchers for the future. I mean, I'm very good at keeping track of those things. So
it never hurts to ask, Janet. You know, you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Thinking I'll just ask. So, I'm going to miss you guys this year. So.
Yeah, sorry.
Like by one day. Oh man!
No, really.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes work's just really, 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 really inconvenient.
Yep. It sure is.
You know? Yeah.
It sure puts a dent in your day.
Annette, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, Janet.
All right. Thanks,
take care,
guys.
Janet.
Bye.
Have fun. Okay. Bye.
Maddie.
Oh, that was a buildup.
Oh, Maddie.
Doesn't this remind you of Laugh-In where someone comes out of the door and goes, hey, Matt.
Just
yes, Mike.
or like in the Big Bang Theory. Matt. We have a very interesting situation here. We have two bids at $325.
Wow.
So we are tied right now. $325. Right?
Wow.
Bidders.
If you bid 325, you got to bid again.
Yes. 326.
If you bid 325, you got to bid again.
Wow. How cool is that?
By the way, Becky, are you still with us here, Becky?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I would like to point out that when Janet was complaining about work getting in the way of going to Disney World, Annette said, yes, oh, I know what you mean. Like, she really has a problem with Disney.
Okay, really? I missed that? Really miss that?
Annette. I totally heard that.
Listen to him rat you out, though. Annette, he's throwing you under the bus.
All right, there goes that.
This is why I don't like Becky on with us. No, you're throwing
me. Hey! That's scoring points too.
Wow. Not on the bus.
Never rob a bank with that guy. He'll call. Hey, Mr. Policeman, I was with they robbed the bank and I was with them. I'll stay away from you now.
He's like Kramer. He'll turn you in.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Wow. I'm shocked.
Thanks, Matt. I'll make sure.
I'm not.
You're probably right.
Uh oh.
Yes, Mike.
Nope.
What was that?
Off advantage. Sorry, man. Sorry.
I think it's I think, Len,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Take that back.
Oh, my gosh.
We're up to 351. Yeah, I know. 300. This is like having a tree fall on you. $351.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, this is so exciting.
$351. I think they're on the Price is Right.
$1. Everyone's overbid.
That's right. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello. Hi.
Masayo.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Who's this?
Wait till the giggling starts.
There we go. Now we know it's Masayo. It's not
there
an imposter.
Oh, it's Masayo.
Yes.
Messiah, that's my bid, favorite Messiah? Part too.
Did you I call to that. Bid?
I have been impressed by the people that is now for doing auctioning for the good cause for the Avon and for Dave and now for the Great American Adventure Podcast is over 351.
Yeah,
that's awesome! Wow.
Very generous listeners out there. Very generous.
They are wonderful.
And you know how generous they are? They're very generous because we're now up to 360.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You got to tell Barry to stop calling.
Oh, my God. She wants to go.
This is amazing.
It's amazing.
Wow.
People are so loving and WDW Today podcast and Dave and you guys all, right?
I'm shocked. I really am. That's amazing.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now we have to perform.
Yeah, really.
That's right. We thought 10 people would show up and then yeah. We'd just be like, forget you people.
Oh,
but now we actually got a show now. Game.
Yeah, now we got to do a show.
And I just can't wait to see you all, guys, and in a very, very soon. Because it's Monday morning here in Japan, and by this time, I will be flying from the airport to Narita, then from Narita to Detroit, and from Detroit to Orlando. I will be arriving in Disney World very soon. Yes.
Wow.
Yay!
I just can't wait to see you. And I am so looking forward to the live show from the Disney Cruise, Disney Wonder, this time. And I am also looking forward to doing the WDW reunion thing. And can I say that especially for the kakigori meat?
Yay!
ding!
I hope everyone can come for the kakigori meet on Friday.
I'll be there.
I am so looking forward to seeing and meeting new friends there too.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing this.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to it. So thanks, Messiah.
Yeah, thank you, and see you really soon. Bye okay. For now.
Safe
bye-bye.
Trip, Messiah.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. We've got just a few minutes left here in the live show, and I'll your opportunity to bid.
Mike Newell.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Newell.
Uh-oh.
Mike Newell, you know what you just said, Mike, how we're going to have to put on a show?
Yes.
We're really going to have to put on a good show because we're now up to $375.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
If it goes any higher, we're going to have to do a song and dance or something.
We'll have to get tuxedos and everything.
I am not wearing a tuxedo. I draw the line.
Grass skirt.
Grass skirt.
No, I'm not doing a grass skirt either. Thank you. No.
$400 for a grass skirt. Come on, Annette.
Yeah, it's your charity, Annette. It's for charity.
That's right. The animals need you, Annette. Come on.
Nobody said there can't be pants underneath the grass skirt. So fine.
Come on.
So if you want to bid on that, of course, send an email to MikeScopa@WDWToday.com. I want to mention, of course, Newell, we're actually going to have, you know, this is our live show for November, and this will be our last official live show that we have every month in 2009. But we are actually having some more live shows this year, right, Mike?
That's right.
That's right. We're having a number of different live events that will be going on during reunion. And we are planning to have some live events from the ship itself, but that's subject to the internet.
Right.
And that's going to be, you know, it's hard for us to plan, but they're generally going to be in the evening time. We'll send out messages on Twitter at WDW Today and their 09 reunion Twitter accounts. So you'll have information on that. But we can tell you for sure that we will be having a live podcast event from the Caribbean Mon.
That's
from,
right.
From live from Nassau, Bahamas at 2 p.m. on December 7th.
So Caribbean from Starbucks.
That's right.
Why not see your frog?
Oh, so yeah. That'll be on December 7th, and that'll be from Nassau, Bahamas. That's guaranteed to be happening. So come, cool. Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. Okay, since Scope is not interrupting me, I'll assume we can continue.
Matt,
you just had to say it. It's like saying, "Watch this."
$400.
Wow!
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 That's awesome.
Get that grass skirt ready.
I was going to say,
was that a stipulation of the 400? No, it wasn't.
It is now.
Tuxedo in that. You get a rent a tux for,
Oh my God. Wow. Medina, you are so generous. I don't know what to say.
Yeah
Steve Medina. You're a sweetheart, Steve. Now I know what Sylvia sees in you.
Dolphins fans are the best fans in the world.
And Steve says he's going to wear a Patriots shirt, too.
Wow. That's great, Steve.
Oh.
He's the best.
Oh my gosh!
Wanted to mention actually, Len, before this live show ended. I know that you, since our last live show, we mentioned earlier on the show that you launched your touring plans mobile app, m.touringplans.com.
Yep,
and you've been getting a lot of good feedback from it this week, especially with a lot of people down there for Thanksgiving.
We have actually. So thanks to everyone who sent in wait times. We're averaging a couple hundred wait times per day, which is really fabulous. I mean, especially for the major rides, we were able to tell within a few minutes of Space Mountain going offline a few times, and everyone was really helpful in posting wait times. So keep it up, because not only does it help us make predictions, but it helps everyone else in the parks as well.
Cool. Well, Scopa, do we want to call it? I got 10 o'clock on my clock here.
It's 10 o'clock Eastern.
Wait a minute. Let me just check one more time.
Well, he's checking. Len, where do people report the wait times for you all?
Oh, it's actually in the mobile wait times application, m.touringplans.com. There's a place on the website to submit wait times.
Becky.
Okay.
That is so
yeah.
cool.
Thanks.
Becky.
Yeah.
$425.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna have to buy this person a drink, aren't I?
I think so. I think we need to have them. I think that this person should also get a prime spot at the podcast to watch us.
That's right. They're gonna move from last row to second last row.
And they need to be recognized for their generosity too. So,
wow,
this is incredible.
It's 10 o'clock, and we're closing it. It's 10:01. So this was the last bid. And I would declare these people the winners right now. Yep. There are no other bids, so this person has won. Should we announce who won?
Please.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The winner is, I want to get both of them, because where is she? Where is
and
she?
And the total amount was $425.
$425, and it was made by Elizabeth and Colin O'Brien.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
We know them. Oh, that's wow. awesome.
Way to go.
Oh my gosh, guys.
That is so cool, guys.
I am overwhelmed. I can't tell you how much that means to me. The charity just to say it again, is called the Best Friends Animal Society. And if anybody's interested in knowing more about the good work they do, you can go to www.bestfriends.org. And I'm just very touched. Thank you very much, you guys, for bidding. It really is amazing.
Wow. That is wonderful. So thank you, Becky, for providing the tickets to raise some great money there for charity. And thank you to Elizabeth and Colin for providing the money. It's a very, very generous amount of money. And, of course, and were the two listeners that won the auction, Mike, for the for the Illuminations dessert party tickets that we auctioned off earlier this evening?
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't catch that. I was just forwarding this to Becky, the information.
Yeah,
the other
two people that won the Illuminations party tickets.
Let me see if I get them right. Let's see where it was. Jeff Chaney.
Yes, Jeff.
And Jeff Chaney, and it was Rob and Renee Woods, I believe.
Very good.
Yes. Well,
thank you to all of them for their great generosity in tonight. It obviously the money goes to a great cause, but it's wonderful that we can have our listeners really stand up and provide that kind of generosity for a great cause, and also an opportunity they actually want to see us, which is really scary.
That's sad, scary.
Yeah. We're not big stars like Laura Spencer. We're just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
We're just, just
wait, hold on.
Regular old people.
www.butterskirts.com.
Hey, well, I'm not old. No, we're not doing the old people thing. We're regular people.
And of course, don't forget that this episode of WGW Today has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, and sections on traveling with special challenges and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 119,500 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. I want to say a big thank you to not only the very, very generous listeners of ours that donated a lot of their hard-earned money for some great causes, but also some of our people that joined us on the show today. Of course, that we start out with Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Deb, thank you so much for another year of your support for our podcast. We always appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Matt. Thank you for having me on tonight. Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks.
And, of course, a big thank you to Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel as well. Thank you for your time, Becky.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to seeing everybody at the Mouse Fan reunion.
Right, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to do it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the WDW Today website at WDWToday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Silva, Mike Newell, the fabulous Annette Owens, Becky Mankin, and, of course, the lovely, very, very lovely, Deb Wills of AllEars.net. I'm Matt Hotchenberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
See you from the Caribbean.
From the Caribbean.
This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1.